This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on Old Dan again at this time, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners, cutting back all the briars and the brambles and the kudzu and the trash that clutters up the human heart that the gospel can't enter there. And we're cutting back all of those things, refuting error day by day. There's so much error in the land today. You know, folks don't know what they believe. They don't know what it is to trust the Lord. They just trust something. Well, somebody said, do this and I'm saved. Pray this prayer, I'm saved. No, that's not true. God's word is so plain. He says that man must be born again. Must be born again. You know what that is, my friend? Coming to Christ as a poor old sinner, asking for mercy, begging for mercy. And we're bringing you a study now on the 11th chapter of Hebrews. I'm going to get back into it. But I just acknowledged in our last study about many new stations going on the air lately. And most of those folks don't know hardly anything about the Old Trailblazer, maybe. But we're just an old sinner saved by grace. Pastor here, the First Baptist Church of Algiers, formerly in New Orleans, Louisiana, but now we're in Walker because of the storm Katrina a couple of years ago. And the Lord gave us grace. We built a new chapel, a new bookstore here, Radio Bible and Book Room, where we have gracious old-time books of old Puritans and those things that you can't find in the average bookstore today. And then we have Pastor Shelton's messages on tape, also on CD. And in booklet form, they're free. And the Old Trailblazer is right here, day after day, bringing you God's message, sending out the gospel. Our only aim is to preach the gospel. We're not out to make a name for ourselves. No, we already have a name. But we're out to glorify and honor the Lord. And I have letters and emails from folks almost on a daily basis. They say, Pastor Trailblazer, we appreciate what you're doing. Don't give up. Oftentimes I get weary and I may sound like I'm fixing to give up. But no, I'm not. I've read a story about in Brother Spurgeon's one of his sermons. He said he was in the house and some of his deacons was out in the patio out there. And they were singing, hold a fort, for I'm coming. And he walked out there and listened a minute. And he said, y'all, wait just a minute, fellas. He said, let's change that song. Onward, Christian soldiers. Onward, Christian soldiers. Oh, my friend, wasn't that grace? We don't need to just hold the fort. We need to get up and be about the Father's business. Did you know, some of you who have never heard the Old Trailblazer, surely I butcher the King's English. Surely I'm not very smart, not very bright. And I just tell folks when I was young, I was so green, the geese followed me around. And I believe if we had geese, they'd still do that. But we don't have any anymore. My mother had them when we was children growing up. But I want to mention again about our radio choir that we had in place before the storm. And I played you one of those recently. I want to play another one. And then I'll tell you folks, you new folks who are listening, how to receive one of these radio CDs or maybe all of them. You may want to have all of them. But would you listen to this one now that we have queued up for just a moment?
Within the memory.
Amen. Amen. You like that song, folks? That's what we call the old blood song. Do you like the old blood songs? We have 9 of our CDs here that the late choir made before we disbanded our choir. Every one of them has included in there blood songs, what we call a blood song. Washed in the blood, cleansed by the blood. We have 9 of them. We sell them for $5 a piece. And if you write me, I'll send you the title list of every one of them. You know, the Lord says it's a sinner saved by blood and by power. You know anything about the shed blood of Christ being applied to your heart? Everywhere we turn in the Bible, it's blood, the sacrificial blood. So we like the old blood songs. You go in an average church today, you can't find them in the book. In the song books, you might find Amazing Grace and What a Friend We Have in Jesus, but that's about all you're going to find. The rest of them are contemporary rock and all of those things. But we here at the Old Trailblazer Broadcast Radio Missions, we just old-fashioned. Folks ask me, say, why you call yourself old-fashioned, Trailblazer? Because we're old-fashioned. We believe that the Lord saves by old-fashioned way. We've got away. The average religious world today has gotten away from the old times, the old paths, all of those things. And there's no more of the, hardly any faithful, true pastors left. They're all going after the money, going after the popularity, going after the big TVs and the airplanes and all of those things. But my friend, it's grace just to know the Lord. It is. And we're bringing you these studies now on the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And we're going to get back to just a little while we have left at this time. And we saw there that that word persuaded, where the scripture says they were persuaded, it means assurance. You studied the lives of those saints, how they were fully persuaded and came to rest upon and believe the promises of God. And the faithfulness of God and the ability of God. That's what you find. Now, let's notice another manifestation. And they came to embrace the promises. This was not a cold, formal reception of the promises received in a tuxedo with a white-gloved hand in a formal way. No, sir. No, sir. But a warm and hearty acceptance in a spiritual way. Faith discerns the value of spiritual things and then is fully persuaded of their reality. We have a little booklet here by Pastor Shelton, The Reality of Christ. If you'd like to have it, you write me. I'll send it to you free and postpaid. Faith sees with the understanding. Faith is persuaded in the heart, and faith embraces the promise by the will. And that's God's released under Holy Spirit conviction. Oh, you say, what is that, Trailblazer? What is that, Trailblazer? Well, every sinner, whoever gets saved, the only way that he'll ever come to Christ is to be brought to the fact, shown the fact, that they must be saved by an external force, not within themselves. No. Well, I'll believe when I get ready to. No. No, you might believe, but you won't be saved. The Spirit initiates the work in every heart that is ever saved, my friend. The Bible says, no man cometh unto me except what? Except the Spirit. Oh, but listen. Let's see. We embrace those things. We hug them to our bosom, the truths of God's Word. We hug them to our bosom, just like you'd embrace a child or your husband or your wife. Embrace them. And listen, it's the embracement of a lover. You hug them to your bosom. Yes, you really do. Now, that's what it means to embrace. For they embraced the promises. They took notice of them. I wonder if I could give you a little picture. I believe I'll wait in our next study to do that. I don't have time to do it justice at this time. But I would like to remind you, many of you new listeners, haven't heard the Old Trailblazer before. We have completed new studies on demon possession, faith healing, true and false, the Antichrist Bible, just so many of those studies. If you would go there to our website, radiomissions.org, many of those studies are listed there. And then you can go to sermonaudio.com. You'll find some of our messages there. And then you'll find our mission statement on radiomissions.org, what we most surely believe. I'll bring that with me to the studio and maybe read it for you in the next day or so. For some of you folks who are not familiar with the Old Trailblazer and his message and his ministry and the Old Trailblazer himself, like I told you, I'm just an old sinner. saved by grace. You know, the sovereignty of God is the greatest thing in the world because the Lord chose this old sinner. He chose me. He picked me out of the crowd. He picked me out before the foundation of the world. And I just praise the Lord for that. Are you saved? Let me ask you this. Maybe you've never heard the old trailblazer. You say, well, you're just an old kook. Well, that's okay. Let me be a kook for Christ's sake. But are you saved? Do you know what it means to trust the Lord? Do you know what it means to lay down at night and look up into the starry skies or imagine the starry skies? I like to go out on the back porch at night and look up into the star heavens and say, thank you, Lord, for saving an old sinner like the old trailblazer. I do. I do, my friend. I do that oftentimes. Folks holler and say, where you at, Trail? Where you at, Pastor? Well, I'm out here on the back porch, sitting in the old high back rocker, looking out there on the starry sky, thanking the Lord. Do you ever do that? Go back to the pond. I have a little old pond on my place, and I go back there, and I have a swing there. Sit down in the swing and relax a few minutes at the end of a day and say, thank you, Lord, for saving old Trailblazer. So I wish you folks that hearing me for the first or a few time, let me know that you're listening, and then pray for me. That's what I ask folks to do. Just pray. Pray for me. And I never hear these evangelists on TV and radio. I never hear them say, Pastor, would you pray for the pastor? I never hear them say that, but I do. I tell you folks, if you have prayer meeting in your church on Sunday night, Saturday night, whatever, you tell the pastor or the leader of the prayer service, y'all pray for the old trailblazer, would you? He's asked us to pray for him. And then we have many, many sick folks in the ministry here. Pray for them, that the Lord would raise them up if it be his will. And if you would, then pray for the old trailblazer. You truckers, would you pray for the old trailblazer? Wouldn't hurt you to. Do you good if you just bow your head there sometime when you stop and pray for the old trailblazer. You may be cruising down Highway 85 up there somewhere. Would you pull over to next truck stop and drop me a little note and tell me to send you some tracks? We'd be glad to do that. And then I tell you, if you want to be a missionary by heart, we have Pastor Shelton's tracks here that we've published ourselves by the thousands and hundreds of thousands. And we'll send you a title list of all the titles, and you can pick and choose what you'd like to give out, put them in the waiting room at the hospitals and the drug stores and all of those places. But remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Until next time, may God bless you. Goodbye.